Lord, how gracious you are. We're thankful for your presence and what you're sending us to do at this time in the body of Christ. We ask for the Holy Spirit help and that everybody have an ear to hear and a heart to understand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
While you're standing, turn to Proverbs chapter 4, which is a pivotal scripture in the assignment that is given us to the body of Christ, that you may be able to participate. You're going to have to participate in this season of revelation about health. Just write this down in your notes. This is what God said, let me release my health glory on you. Let me release my health glory. That means, you see, when he's talking about his glory, he's talking about himself. All that he is, all that he has, all that he can do. So that means nothing impossible there. He said, let me release my health glory on you. Then you might put a footnote, fresh supernatural help cometh. I got 2-3 more notes I want you to write down before we read. And this one is very, you got to grasp this one. And I might come back and preach each one of them. Being enrolled in health dominion. Health dominion. I never heard health dominion. And then the other one that he wants me to give you is that opening the spirit of life is the portal for supernatural health. Opening the spirit of life, you got to come through your spirit, is the portal for supernatural health. And then he says, let me surround you with supernatural health. Now you have to meditate these things because they're not normal church talk. It's a rim. It's a rim. Health is a rim. All right, it's a rim. What that other word, Lord, is a rim. I know it's a revelation. It's a supernatural rim where he can release his health glory. Now, oh yeah, I got the other word. Only a remnant are going to see it. We go back to a biblical setup. When great things was happening, most people failed the test. You read any tremendous, miraculous story in the Bible, there's always was a remnant. So on his health, you got a narrow way and a broad way, right? A straight gate and a wide gate. So everybody in the body of Christ is not going to go through it. They're not going to go through it because they're not going to want to make the changes. All right? While you're standing, a lifestyle of eating has something to do with it, but it's not number one. Let me give you number one. See, your diet is not number one. Number one is love. Your intimacy, how you treating your wife, how you treating your husband, how you treating your children. But love got to come to the front line for this supernatural manifestation to hit your body. Love with your employees, your people you work with. Okay. And then love is for you. Then you got prayer. You got the word. And then eating come. And then exercise. So people, how much you love yourself anyway? How long you want to live? How you want to live? So when God send you a man, at least study it. Yes, sir. To find out. Don't just swap it for a biscuit. I mean, just study it. Fight a little bit, you know. And so you're going to have love to walk in these tracks. These tracks are not normal tracks. So you're not going to have 15 people agreeing with you. They're going to call you stupid.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, here's divine instruction from God himself in his word here in Proverbs 4:20. He tells us how to position ourselves to flow in revelation. He says, my son, attend to my words. Mm-hmm. Then he says a further instruction, incline. That means pay close attention. Thine ear unto my saying. Then you got to keep them. Verse 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For their life unto those that find them. And look what he said next. And health of some. Must be me, some. Somebody, that's a misprint here. Sick as we've been. Sick as the church been. We got God's word on it. Okay? Now, right before you sit down, I want to make a statement that will arrest our attention. You have not had faith for help. You haven't had it. Why? Because of Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. If you haven't heard the instruction properly on help, not just by prayer, we thought about just by prayer, not just by quoting scripture, we thought about just by quoting scripture, but we're 90% behind. So here, apostolically, God is training us about help. Some things I'm going to say tonight, you got to write it down, you got to think about it over and over again, because it's real powerful. You may be seated. It is time for the body of Christ to understand, listen very carefully, God's gifts of supernatural health. It's a gift. It's supernatural. It's not a man-made gift. You're supposed to be healthy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But is it you following your family lineage more than you're following God? That could be the problem, you see. He says to me, tell them it has been hidden so long that we have to learn all over how to live in it. That kind of help we're talking about. Now, I'm expecting the Holy Ghost to really help me tonight, because there's some things I'm going to say that are real strong tonight. Now, listen, your health consists of spirit, soul, and body. You notice that scripture. Turn to Psalm 139:14 and 3 John 2. Psalm 139:14, then 3 John 2. And I'll make this statement again. It consists of spirit, soul, and body. See? Now, 139:14, the latter part of that verse, talk about how we're made, but that my soul knows right well. So if your soul don't know right well, you can't be healthy. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now we got that. If your soul don't know right well, then you got Romans 10:17. If health not taught properly, you can't have faith for it. And without faith, mostly we've been believing for healing. One healing after another healing. Right? Nothing wrong with that, but we got to go farther. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now, in 3 John there now, 3 John 2, beloved, I worship above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Be where?
In health.
We out of health. At large, the body of Christ. And so God want to bring us back into it. See, the Spirit of God is not a condemning spirit. But he is a convincing spirit. Are you following me?
Yes.
So he want to show you a thing that you're supposed to be in health, but he says, even as thy soul prosper. So that's why I like about Romans 12:1-3. Don't you like that? Romans 12:1-3. It deal with the whole deal, you see. He says, you got to present your body. If you want to be healthy, you got to present your body to God. Then he said, you got to deal with your mind.
Yes.
Then you got to deal with faith properly. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Put that in your note. It consists of spirit, soul, and body. It consists of, watch, grace, hope, and faith. Its main ingredient is love and intimacy. And then he says this to say to you, let me enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L, you into my health dominion now. That you'll dominate. Attacks may come, but the supernatural will take it over. So the Father health plan, what I said? Is real and is available now. Don't seem like it, but it's real. It's real. All you gotta do is have revelation, anointing, application, faith. God's health plan is real right now. Now you know you're gonna have to have faith because if you look at the society, the church society, it ain't real. But it is real. And so contemplate, studying and meditating. Proverbs 4:20. Yes. Yeah. And then look at Proverbs 5:1. Proverbs 5:1. Not only attend to my word, but I want you to attend to my health wisdom. He said, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. Yes. See, so wisdom, God wisdom and God understanding of health. We are in need of that. Because you got so many voices crying that you can do this, you can't have this, and giving Satan more credit than God. See? Because it boiled down to John 10:10. That's what's happening. Look at it, John 10:10. Most of y'all know it by heart. But that's what's happening. When your health is not in place, that's what's happening. You know, he'll try to steal, but don't let him keep on stealing. Do what it takes. Thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He's doing it by putting all this sickness, disease, and stuff on us. Jesus said he come that we might have abundant health. Yes. Yes. Say abundant health 3 times. Abundant health. Abundant health. Yeah, it's possible, you see. Now, in order to overturn all the sickness and disease that is in the church, I'm dealing with the church today. There's a certain scripture that the Lord, Proverbs 4:20 is powerful because it instructs you to attend to the word. But there's another powerful scripture in Job 22:21. And I'm going to give you a principle to work with. Job 22:21. Now I'm going to give you a principle to work with on that. Acquainting thyself with God and decreeing his health plan over your life. Now you got to do something. I can't do it all. I'll bring it to you. See, you're gonna have to see when you get acquainted with God, you know God is not a God of sickness and disease.
Right.
Amen. Acquainting thyself with God and decreeing his health plan over your life. Now, we read the first principle I gave you. The Father health plan is real. How many believe that? And it's available now. You almost won't raise your hand because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We've been so far behind, but it is real. God health plan
is real.
And it's available to me now.
Thank you, Lord.
See? Don't sit there like you're sitting in a cemetery. There's hope that you can apply your faith to, and you can walk. You can walk in the manifestation of the revelation. I don't care how long you've been having what. You start following instruction and direction and yielding to God, and your miracle got to come. Your sign, your wonder got to come. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So in these points, I try to give you something to work with. Now, he says, acquaint not thyself with him. He's a health guard. And be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. See, you just got to get acquainted with him right, because nobody can stop him. Oh, man. Nothing and nobody, Satan, the world, and nobody else. Money and nothing can stop him. And when you get that acquainted with him, getting acquainted means, yeah, Lord, I heard it, getting closer. Personal. Personally. See, nobody can breathe for you like you can breathe for yourself. You know all you're going through. You know how long you've been going through it. You know who all your family members have been going through it. But you didn't come into a revelation. Revelations that are acted upon in the spirit bring manifestation. Oh, you heard that? Did you hear that? All right, so now, go to the 22nd verse. I'm going to go down and read that to you. Just, I receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thine heart. Receive, I pray thee, the law. Go back to that word. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thine heart. Not what other people are saying. What he is saying about your situation. And you can't go by feeling. You have to go by faith. And faith will change the situation, the feeling will change. Go to the next verse. I want you to see the 23rd verse now. I'm trying to get you the decreeing verse. See, because you got to know all this before you can decree. See, some people just declaring. But when you decree, now theologians are not going to like this, but you're talking with the voice of God. When you decree, things have to obey you just like they obey God. Because a person who is decreeing have done their homework. The Bible said, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. You see what I'm saying? And so when you're decreeing a thing, you don't have to see it. You know it's there. Are you following me? And some of these things have been with us so long, we got to decree. Go to the next verse now. Get the next verse. If thou return, go back to one way, if thou return, right before that, 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Now, Job's friend was falsely accusing him, but this is a good text for the church today. Job might have been innocent. Do I have to say the rest? In this case, we're not innocent. We have laid down just like everybody else, and as if we can't do nothing about it. If thou return, so when you're talking about health, oh my goodness, you're talking about acquainted enough with God to return to the Almighty. Yes, sir. You know what Almighty means? Yes, sir. It does not mean might not. Thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity from far from thy tabernacle. It's a sin to remain sick. Go to the next verse. I just want you to see it. Then should I lay up gold as dust and the gold of offer as the stone of the brook. Go to the next one. We're going to talk about money tonight. Yet the Almighty shall be thy defense. Good God Almighty. Thou shalt have plenty of silver. Go ahead. We got the money. Go to the next one. We're talking about health now. We're talking about health. Help. Go to the next verse. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, yes, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Keep going. I want you to see it, because I won't get to that. Now here. Now you see, you can't go to that voice without verse 22. You're not well acquainted. You're just saying stuff. You're reading stuff and saying stuff. But when you really have that intimacy with God and acquainted with that he's the Almighty, and trust him beyond all signs, all symptoms, all voices, all companies, no matter who, the government, anybody. You trust his voice more than you trust anything anybody else say. Yes, sir. You trust his voice more than what you say. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You yield to his voice and to his doctrine, then thou thou shalt also decree a thing. So you're going to have to decree your health. And look what he says when you decree it. It should be established to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So is the Lord showing you how to establish your health?
Yes, sir.
And the health of your loved one?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. You see, the reason we got to go through so many things now is we have been behind so long. So thank God for doctors that have helped many of us.
Yes.
I say, I'm not against them. I pray for them.
Yes, sir.
But then you have to grow enough to understand what you're going through wasn't God's intention. So it's time for turn around. See? Now, if you're going to be lazy and don't want to put out yourself and don't want to get your faith rolling, you're not going to walk in there. I didn't say you wasn't going to be attacked. You're in an attacking war. But you got to go into the supernatural for protection. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got that set up. Now, here, turn to Jeremiah 29:11. I'm going to make a statement. Remember this. God has a supernatural plan for everything. Remember this. God has a supernatural plan for everything, or he couldn't be God. So, God is not regulated by wrong things that are going on in your life. He got a plan to overrule it. So, God has a supernatural plan for your health. Now, you write that in the first person. God has a supernatural plan for my health. He'll show it to you. You'll be reading the Bible. He'll jump out there on you and say, "This is yours, baby." I've seen it over and over again. And then when that happened, it turned into a rhema word. Not just a red word, not just a rehearsed word, but it turned into John 6:63. It's the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profits nothing. But the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. And they are life. And what he's saying, they are supernatural. And they can create miracle. They can create sign. They can create wonder. And they can whip Satan every time. So Jeremiah 29:11, that's "For I know the thought that I think towards you." God thinking about you, says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." What you expecting? If you're expecting sickness after sickness, and well, I missed that. No, you got to expect to be healthy.
Yes. Right.
When your body's saying something else.
Yes. Right.
You see? That's the way it works. I say that's the way it works.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Word of Life, you have to understand, and those are online with us, you have to understand there's a shifting in the atmosphere.
Yes.
See? We're not talking about, you know, we'll lay hand on you when the Lord tell us and put all on you when the Lord tell us. I have no problem with that. That's the Lord. But for you knowing for yourself that you can declare help on you and on your family. Every man ought to declare help over his home. The Holy Spirit or the Holy Health anointing is real. You must learn how to yield to it on purpose. Now look at Jeremiah 33:6. The Holy Health anointing is real. So there is a health anointing that the church has not been using. There's no such thing as we're supposed to be sick.
No.
We're supposed to be well.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be a living testimony.
Yes,
now get in your mind. You get in your mind right now, by the grace of God, all your medicine is temporary. And if you believe and do the right thing, your doctor gonna change his mind with you.
Right.
Lord have mercy. Now, what we gonna do with this scripture? God, you lie. God, you lie. Don't get scared. He know what I'm doing. Because we've been calling him a lie. Behold, I will bring. I'm not going to let nobody else bring. I will bring it health and cure. Yes. And I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth.
Yes, sir.
How much peace would you have if you had nothing in your body? Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's there. Abundant health is there for us.
Yes,
now, what I'm saying is, my brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, what I'm saying is, we have been so far behind because of the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 4:11. Supposed to transfer some things to Ephesians 4:12. But look at it. Look at it. If you go, I just want you to look at it. You know it. But go to Ephesians 4:11. And the reason that it has not been is all the offices had not been in place. See, what we're doing now, we're pioneering this night here in Darrow. We are pioneering here. Talking about health, but we got evidence, we got prophetic words we're speaking to you, apostolic saying we're speaking to you, because God, this is for the whole body of Christ.
Yes,
multitudes of people are going to be delivered.
Yes,
not just yet, but like all over the world.
Yes,
they turn on and hear this teaching. It's from God.
Yes,
they build their faith and get on it. God got to back it up.
Yes,
well, I told you to turn. Yeah, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Let's just dance there a while. Let's just dance in the spirit there a while. And he gives some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Look, they're in chronological order. If you disconnect one, the other one's not going to know exactly what to do. But they don't want to hear that. But that, I know this for a fact because I've been one of them. So I pastored a long time. Now, I don't know how long the apostle anointing been on me. It's been many years, but I didn't know what it was. All right, go to the next verse now. So if we're not in place, here you go. For the perfection of the saint. How I'm going to bring the perfection to the saint? I'm not perfected. I don't know what belonged to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry. And then it goes on down. 13 voice, 14 voice, 15 voice, 16 voice. Just those voices. You cruise through it every now and then and see where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
And don't get upset when revelation start coming. And want your pet son with your sick self. And let the Lord heal you and bring you back into health. He loves you.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, I'm out here pioneering. This is a pioneering thing here. You know, he said, man, teaching about health again. Teaching about health again. Teaching about eating again. Teaching about love now. See, you're not in love, you make you sick. Sure is. Now, this one, you're going to be able to grasp this one real easy. The holy help. Anointing is real. We read that, right? Must learn how to yield to it on purpose, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, your health is a kingdom prosperity that must be revealed to your soul. Your health is a kingdom prosperity. What? My health is a kingdom prosperity that must be revealed to my soul. And you know you got 3 John again. Because your body is not going to get healthy unless your soul become healthy. Because your thinking is going to be wrong and your imagination is going to be wrong. But when you get your mind renewed,
yes, sir.
Then you can walk into health.
Yes, sir.
Now here's a request from God tonight. Here's a request from God. Here's his request. Let me restore your health. I got today, but tonight. Let me restore your health. What? Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Let me restore your health. Now, nobody else in the world has health. Oh, y'all quiet now. Nobody else in the world has health. Did y'all know that? No, y'all don't want to hear that. Because you won't have them false hope. But nobody else in the world, God, the only one has health. Every transaction they're doing in the hospital, God got to finish it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Look what the scripture said. Allah, for that day is a grace so that none is lacked. It even the time of Jacob's trouble, but they shall be saved out of it. That's not the voice I want. Jeremiah, what it is? 17. Put Jeremiah 30:17. That one was good too. Hallelujah. 30:17. Give me that one. Yeah, now let's just go back to what I said. Let me restore your health today. What did he say? Now y'all gotta say it seriously. Now we're not just quoting stuff. You gotta be in this thing with your faith. He said, let me restore your health today. You gotta say, my health being restored today. Show me what to do, Lord. That's the way you gotta grab a hold of it. Huh? See your ego and your emotion can't take over in a service like this. We're not just patting and jumping. You're either going to take it. Now listen to what he says here. The Holy Spirit, let's see, 30:17. Let me restore your health today. That's what I said?
Yes, sir.
I got 30:17. I don't know why I called for 30:7. 30:17. Look what this scripture said. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, says the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Now, actually, body of Christ, all you online and ministers who listen to me, the church, when you come down to hell, the church is outcast. Right out in line with the rest of them. Y'all better hear me.
Yes, sir.
See, he said, God. Is God a liar?
No, sir.
For I will restore health unto thee. What are we going to do with that? For I will restore health unto thee. See, but you couldn't have faith for it. See, Satan wants you to think about dying ahead of time. But you know better.
Yes, sir.
He promised you a long, satisfied life.
Yes, sir.
But you got to cooperate with him.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So if God said he'll restore health, if I take a hold of that voice and believe that voice, what got to happen?
Yes.
Now notice what he didn't say. I will restore health if you don't have certain things. So God have no respect to what a person dealing with. God don't have to have you write down your current head and all that. God ain't got to ask all that. What is it? God ain't gonna come back with a frown and say, look real bad. No, God say, He say, I will restore you. And so you through the day, you must talk to your body and say, God is restoring my health. Hallelujah. God, say it, is restoring my health and all my loved ones. Then watch for the miracle. You follow what I'm saying? My goodness. Health is a revelation that has been hidden from the church for a long time. Now, give me Jeremiah 8:22 in the Amplified Bible. I want you to see what you're going to do with this. Jeremiah 8:22 in the Amplified Bible. Health is a revelation that had been hidden from the church for a long time. I know it's been hidden from me for a long time. What about you?
Yes.
See, we think you're sick, get well, get sick, get well. You start walking in health, you don't have to go through all that. You don't have to amplify it back there? Jeremiah 8:22. Is there no balm or medicine in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of my daughter, of the daughter of my people restored? Now look what that last part of that amplified Bible says. When I read that, because Zion no longer enjoy the presence of the great. And you got a reference of Exodus 15:26. Look at that. See, Zion and left out the great physician. Go to Exodus 15:26. I know that's a powerful verse because I read over it. Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, we left out the great physician going to other physician. Like I said, I respect those men and women sacrificing their life, nurses and everybody. I respect them. They'll help you if you got an emergency. But don't leave out the great physician. Saying if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do what is right in his mind and listen to and obey his commandment and keep all his statute, I will. I'm the Lord that heals you. I'm the Lord that heals you. You see it?
Yes.
I'm the Lord that heals you.
Yes.
So the revelation has been hidden from the church. Look at Luke 8:48. Healing is God's divine route to health. Be whole. Be restored to health. Healing is supposed to be a portal to health. He said to her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Whole means healthy. Thy faith, we thought she just got healed. But God said, no, it made you whole. Hold on to it. See, God make you whole. You praying about one thing, God healed all three of them. You didn't know you had the other two. That's the kind of physician I like. It don't make no difference. I come here to heal you. I'm wiping everything out. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shh.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to give you a step here, another step. I got a few more minutes. Here's the step to lasting health. What kind of health? Love, intimacy, eating right, exercising, word and prayer. Romans 5:5. Hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. You look at the fifth chapter of Romans, 1-4 verse, a fight going on. But they get to the fifth verse and give them the key. Let that love be shed abroad in your heart. And so I bring a question back to you because I think it's a defining question. Have you ever had real faith for health? How will you have faith for health without health being preached?
All right.
Now come on, let's turn to Romans 10:17. We know these voices, but you can't have faith for what has not been preached. Faith come by hearing. Now, remember to you all going to fight. You're going to fight for it because now you got to understand some clearer understanding. I don't suppose to be sick.
No.
See, if you lay down with it,
come on now.
and go through the regular routine and the regular, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, and the regular route, you're going to be just like everybody else. But if you come out as a faith fighter, and I'm not talking about just being excited. I'm talking about being enlightened. Come on, put it down. Enlightened. We need enlightenment on health, not just excitement about health. Enlightenment enable you to fight. You can see, you see. You can believe. You can receive. How many of y'all know God's still a miracle working God? So if you need a miracle in your body, he can do it. But he needs your faith. He needs you hearing things like this. He needs you knowing that this is not right. So faith comes by hearing. So if all the teaching you heard basically, 97% is on healing. And one of the reasons, I tell you, one of the reasons the pulpit don't know about health, they ain't eating right. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you what I found out. You just can't get by. Yeah. You can't. How much you love yourself? You know, the Bible said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. How long you want to be here? Not long, man. A long time. How you want to be here, though? How you want to be? You want to be suffering? You want, oh, healthy. Oh, I see. Now you just want to face it. If you don't do what's right, you ain't going to be a long time healthy. No, you're not. You know, you're giving what Ephesians 4:27 say? Ephesians 4:27. Look at it, children of God. Look at it. You online. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. We've been giving the devil place in our bodies for years. You and the unity say, man, I don't care. Face the truth. Your time has come to be able to fight. And this is very careful now. If you are attacked, you must know how to attract the supernatural immediately. What is that? 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Yeah. Huh? Look at that. Look at that quickly. Because I'm about to close. But look at that quickly. 2 Timothy 1:7. When you attack, don't let the spirit of fear bury your faith. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You got to be ready. Look at Luke 8:22. If you attack, you must know how to attract the supernatural immediately. Luke 8:22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Let us go on to help. And they launched forth. We on that ship tonight. Come on. Go to 23rd verse. We on that one. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Go ahead. Next verse. Watch what happened. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, we perish. No, you're not perishing. I told you we were going to the other side. Why y'all woke me up? I told you all we were going to the other side. Then he arose and rebuked the wind. Now they were supposed to do that. And the raging water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. Go to the next verse now. Here we go. And he said to them, yes, sir. Where is your faith? And being afraid, wondered, saying one another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and water, and they obeyed him. Now listen, listen. When he asked that question, he was saying, you can do the same thing that I did. So sickness and diseases are stones. Where is your faith? You can't have it if you don't know you own it. Now this lesson, see this lesson tonight? If y'all listen, this lesson tonight changed your whole spectrum. You got to watch your mouth. Watch your ears. Watch who's getting in your ear, what they're saying. You heard tonight, line after line, from the Word of God. God opened himself up to us tonight, didn't he? It's very plain. It's very clear. Very clear. So here's a statement I want you to write down, and I'm almost through. Developing health progression in your life now. Progress towards your health. Start progressing towards your health. Meditate, Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. Meditate it. Two more things now. Watch what this God personally talking to you and me. You letting me keep you healthy, glorify me. See, when I'm taking my notes, God talked to me in the first person. He said, you letting me keep you healthy, glorify me. 1 Corinthians 6:19. See, I want to put these scriptures in you. Because when God says something to you, there's always a scripture go with it. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? We're supposed to be sick? Which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own. You don't have a right to be sick. Go to the next verse. For you bought with a price. Did he pay for it? Is your health paid for?
Yes.
What? I said, is your health paid for?
Yes.
Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
Therefore, glorify God in your unsick body. And in your spirit, which is God. I don't just want you to glorify me in your spirit. I want you to glorify me in your body, too. I want you to be a witness to sinners that I can do more than the sin world can do. Come on, yeah, now. Let's close with this. Help faith must be established in the body of Christ. Let's go over three scriptures right quick. John 10:10. The thief come not but steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Ephesians 3:20. Turn to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. What are we going to do with this verse? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, all that we ask to think. But look at the last part of the voice. According to the power that works in us. In other words, he can't do it by himself. It's got to be you and him. Power, the power ready.
Yes,
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, impossible to believe. He that come to God must believe what? That he is?
Yes,
and he's a what?
Lord.
Of them that what? Now, let's look at this last verse. Hebrews 11:3. And I want you to think about framing your health with faith and with the Word of God. Through faith, we understand the world was framed. See, this health world has to be framed by the Word of God.
Yes,
so the things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. You understand it? Now you got to go over this over and over this. I got a lot more to give you. I don't know how long you're going to have me teaching on health. But every sick person should be here tonight.
Yes, sir.
But you know what it is? A lot of people convinced they're not sick, sick. I ain't sick, I feel good. You still sick? Okay, so I just got to build a body of Christ and train them that these are no time to be playing around. These are time that God has revealed himself and that you can grow up and you can take a hold of something that God wants you to have. Amen.